it was a learning curve for us, and a learning curve for my parents. And so we taught our parents. We taught our parents, you know, different things, because what we came in encounter with for us, you know. So you went home, because you have a, at school dinners, you'd have a cooked meal, and we would come home to a cooked meal, but a West Indian cooked meal. So, you know, we had that cuisine, you know. And then as we got older, like our Fridays stopped being cooked meals and was takeaways. Back in those days, your takeaways, just fish and chips, no Chinese and all the rest of it. It was just fish and chips, but that was a treat. And it was a big, big treat that everybody enjoyed. Everybody shared, everybody enjoyed. I also grew up with, my parents worked at Gloucester Foundry, but we always ate together. Sat down around the table, always ate meals together, you know. So there was no TV dinners on your tray, on your lap in front. That never existed. It never happened. So you got taught, the funny thing is, you got taught these things at home, that when, as infants, you know, you go to school and like to sit around a table and know how to use a knife and fork, because they always cooked meals. We always did that. So we learned to use a knife and fork at home. And when you went to school and you see kids struggling, it looked very strange. Just, why are they struggling? Just pick it up. You know, but even so, you didn't say, you'd notice these things, you took it on board, you know, but then you didn't learn the culture. You know, they go home and they would have sandwiches for tea, whereas I'd go home and have a cooked meal.